Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. In the mid-1940s, if you were looking to enjoy Sacramento's nightlife, you might have found your way to the Zanzibar Cafe. The venue was a big hit, hosting local artists and renowned jazz musicians in Sacramento's West End. But after less than a decade in business, the Zanzibar Cafe shut down, never to open again. Now, a new concert is looking to build that sense of community once more, while celebrating the business lost to time. It's called, fittingly, The Zanzibar, and the show starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Rink Studios in Old North Sacramento. Taz Hall Shandiel is co-founder of the event organizer Cherub and the mind behind The Zanzibar. Taz, welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so before we get into the event, The Zanzibar, tell us a little bit about you and your creative background.
I am a designer, a graphic designer. I've worked in clothing, fashion, kind of touched a lot of different stuff at this point, creatively. And this is probably a culmination of all those things in one place, which has been great. So I've been having a great time.
Definitely combines a lot of your passions, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Taz, how did you first learn about the Zanzibar Cafe?
Oh, I was doing a project for Visit Sacramento. They had a segment called Black Sacramento, and they asked me to do some branding logo work for it. So I started diving into the history. I realized that I had never really heard of what really Black history was here. And in the process of that, I learned about the Star Club, which is actually what that logo that they got, it's a reference to the Star Club. And at the same time, I learned about the Zanzibar. So it kind of just naturally happened. And it really just was something that I connected with.
Well, for people that don't know this history, tell us a little more about the Zanzibar Cafe. Tell us about the community that it created.
It was in the 1940s. It was a Black-owned business, but it was actually a space for everybody. In the pictures and things that you see, it's everybody. It's not like everybody is in the room on a certain side of the room. Everybody's in the room together, and it's kind of it really shed light on that, like, our culture here in Sacramento has always been bigger than the culture that's outside of here. And so kind of tapping into our diversity and, you know, all that, but also paying homage to the business. So
it seems like it has a really rich history, but it wasn't around too long. Tell us how long and then what led it to it closing.
So it unfortunately was shut down due to false allegations. They accused them of running prostitutes out of there. And really, when you look at the time of when all of this is happening, they're also on the verge of bulldozing all that area for Capitol Mall anyways. It seemed like they conspired against the Zanzibar to have it shut down. There was no evidence submitted of any of the allegations that they had said. And on top of that, their punishment was, well, we can't prove anything, so we'll just take your liquor license. So they crippled the business and ultimately had it shut down.
So if I have this right, I mean, opening in the early 1940s, but then by the late 40s, it loses its liquor license. Mm-hmm. And then by the 1960s, like you said, the West End, it's demolished to make way for Capitol Mall.
Yeah. And you can kind of see, like, there was a real push to, like, to do that, to bulldoze all that and develop it. And so, yeah, it's unfortunate. And so we're bringing it back.
You're bringing it back. It's something that at least temporarily was lost to time, but now you've got this community concert. How'd you get the idea to start up that concert and to pay tribute to this cafe?
You know, being from here, I felt like for a long time, one, I felt like when I found the history that I was like, oh, like me as a Black man, I belong here. This is actually a place for Black people. So it, for me, it meant a lot personally. Also, a lot of the artists that were listed in the Zanzibar were the same artists that my grandfather had introduced me to. So it just connected with me there. But then I really just wanted to do something different, where I realized that people back then were really just having fun. There wasn't a phone. There wasn't so many things around that, like, we are so preoccupied with now. And people were present and, like, they're dancing, having fun, good music. And that's really what we're trying to do and bring the whole city out together.
I'm interested. You mentioned your grandfather. Can you tell me more about him? Was he involved in music?
No. He's just a very interesting person. And a lot of my culturing coming up through jazz. And he was actually he was the right hand to Roy Campanella, who was a famous Dodger catcher. Brooklyn Dodger.
That's great.
And after the accident, he worked with him. But
oh, wow.
Just the coolest dude, you know, not an art. He wasn't actually a painter, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a great guy. Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the concert. Who are going to be some of the performers this weekend? I'm assuming it's not just all 1940s jazz?
No. So that's also the thing, is we didn't want to bring back Zanzibar as what it was. It's about bringing it forward to about what it would be. And it would be a venue. It would be a place, you know, like in L.A. when they have the... these old venues that have been there for 80 years, they have all that stuff there because they wanted to keep that culture there. And so we're trying to bring that back, you know.
Okay, so tell me a little more about that.
Oh,
both the performers and the atmosphere you're trying to create.
So it's really about having fun. It's about dancing. We try to get a plethora of sounds. So it's not really like just one type of DJ. Our headliner is Full Crate, who is a international DJ. He has some amazing sets, but he's also very different because he's a actual producer himself. So he plays instruments and does all this other stuff. He won't be doing that here, but he has a lot of original music that he plays himself, which is great. Starza just did Coachella last year. Amazing DJ. Does Afro beats and some other stuff, hip rap, and she's kind of all over. Everybody's kind of has a diverse blend. We have Miss Organic, who is one of our local DJs. She's really just like a raw talent, just like ball of energy, so fun. You dance the whole time she's playing. She's great. And we have Soosh, who is from here, lives in L.A. currently. He's actually on the radio in L.A. Has an event called Hyphy House out there that he runs. And he's also super talented. And then Will Evans is our resident DJ. Will's actually been spinning locally vinyl only, and he plays jazz. And so he's kind of our grounding DJ for the event, and he'll be our resident. So we plan on doing it more than one time. So
Taz, I understand you're collaborating with several Black-owned businesses in the Sacramento region as part of this concert. How did that get started, and why was that important to build into these partnerships?
I feel like I wanted to focus on not so much of the optics of Black culture and more focus on the economics of it. At least that's what the attempt was to collaborate and work in that way, where the venue that we're at is a Black-owned venue, and we're doing a collaboration with Oak Park Brewing, who's a huge part of the... They actually established the Black Brewers Union, I believe that's the name of it. Oh, please don't.
Okay.
Hopefully I didn't get that wrong. But they do a lot. They actually, their people's beer is a reference to, I believe, the first Black brewery. They have a lot of history there. So we wanted to collaborate with them. And also, too, we're into, you know, the neighborhoods that we are working with are Del Paso Heights, north, you know, the predominantly Black and brown neighborhood, and also Oak Park. So trying to collaborate in those ways.
And one more detail about Oak Park Brewing. I understand they've got some personalized beers just for this concert. Is that right?
Yeah. So we've actually been selling them all over town. They are selling at Pacific Market, at J Street Market, Pocha House, Legend Has It, and Crew.
Very cool.
So, and proceeds for those beers go back to the artists. So we're trying to figure out ways to kind of, you know, support local artists here in more creative ways and try to support our talent here.
And is there a connection at all with the beers between Oak Park Brewing and Zanzibar and anything that they had there?
There was a part of me that because of how they essentially took down the Zanzibar, I wanted to make a point intentionally to work with a black-owned brewery or alcohol maker, and just Oak Park Brewing was a perfect fit, and they were nothing but super helpful for us.
All right. Tell people what they need to know before they go to the Rink Studios on Saturday. Is there an age limit? Are tickets still available?
So tickets are still available. We're now in the final phase of tickets. There is not a whole bunch left, but definitely get them while they're there. We have a doors open at 8. It's 21 and up. And be ready to dance and have a good time. Be present. We're not here to be on our phones and do all this. We're just trying to, like, really just create an energy of fun and enjoy and, you know, talk to people, connect with people there. You know, yeah, we want to bring people together. That's really the main goal.
Put your phones away and dance. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I imagine people are excited about this. What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
I mean, it's been pretty surprising. I never thought that this would be, you know, I never thought I'd be here talking to you about this for sure. The SACB article caught me off guard as well. It's been great. You know, it's good that it's really rewarding to put this much into it and have it be received the way it's been. It's been nice.
Well, you're combining history, you're combining dance, you're combining a lot of really cool elements. Taz, thank you so much for joining us here on Inside to talk about the concert this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Taz Hall Shandiel is the organizer behind the Zanzibar. The community concert takes place this Saturday at the Rink Studios in Old North Sacramento and honors the legacy of the former Zanzibar Cafe Jazz Club in the West End neighborhood. We have more information on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. Learn about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.